Hi, this is Tina Coffey. I'm here with a group of fourth graders who have been blogging in one of their classes. And they have a little bit, they want to talk a little bit about what they've done and what they've learned from it. So let's start. Who would like to say something? I saw hands over here.
My favorite part about blogging is you get to see comments from all over the world, and you get to see like what other people in other countries think of what America thinks.
Great. Okay, how about you?
I really like the blogging for the comments too, because you never know what they're going to say or what, if they like it or not. And if they don't like it, that means you got to help. Well, you got to make yourself improve. And if they do like it, you better stick to that tactic.
Great, great. Anybody else?
My favorite part about blogging is when you really get to write and show people what you like to write about.
My favorite part about blogging is going onto your website and seeing all the other websites, like from Pennsylvania and Australia.
My favorite part of blogging is where you get to see, like, other bloggers blogging on their own.
Well, my favorite part was how you get to write the articles, and it's just so fun.
My favorite part is when you say something, other people can actually say something about it, and that is just great.
I like blogging because we get to see, we get to see how other people like your writing.
I like, the best part about blogging is when we get to actually write things on your blog, like your stories or articles, and I like to write, so yes, I like that.
My favorite part about blogging has to be where you get to see everybody's usernames, and they're just weird and funny, and it's fun to see what people think.
I like to blog because it's fun to write, and it's just so much fun.
Okay, great job. All right, the other question that I wanted to ask you all is maybe would this be something that you would like to do in another class? Or if you were talking to a teacher, what reason might you give them for doing blogging with their kids?
Oh, I'd definitely do a blog again if I could. And for teachers out there who aren't sure if you want to do a blog, do it. Because it's really fun. Your kids get to interact with other kids, and you can see what they think of everybody else, and people and kids like me really love it, and I'm sure probably high schoolers would too.
Yes, I think I'd love to do it in other classes, and I think the teachers should do it more because their kids will love it, and they'll think it's just so fun.
I really think that the teachers should do the blog with their students because, I mean, I've heard a lot of people in like second grade and first grade moan about writing, and they'll just get all upset about writing, but this is probably one of the most This is probably the best TNT I've ever done.
I think teachers should do it because it's fun to look at what your kids are doing and stuff.
I think teachers should recommend this to their kids so they could be more persistent on doing writing skills.
I would do another blog if I could. In fact, I would do 10 more. And teachers should definitely do this. First of all, because kids love it. And second of all, because they don't have to teach arithmetic as often. And they don't have to hear, "I don't get it." That's a break, huh?
I think teachers should definitely get their kids to do a blog. Because that way, people who don't know about, the Declaration of Independence could learn about it too.
Nice job.
I think teachers should do it because it's fun schoolwork.
Okay, I have one last question, and then I know you guys are itching to get on your blogs and see all your comments, but my last question for you is, you all have received comments from all over the world and from a bunch of teachers here at this school, and I want you to think and maybe tell me, anybody get some really neat comments from a certain person or a certain place that they might want to tell us about real quick?
I got one from a girl in Pennsylvania asking to be a bloggy, part buddy and part blog.
I got one from a boy in all the way from Colorado asking about the blog article I wrote.
I got a person, Gary, who said on March 21st that an egg will stand up on its end.
Oh, cool.
I got a blog from Mrs. Rose saying if I liked the books about Harry Potter or the movies. And I said I like the books better because they're way more fascinating.
I got a blog from my teacher, Miss Bear, and she wrote, because my blog says football fans blog, and so she asked me what my favorite football team was, and so I commented to her and told her mine was Patriots and hers was Steelers.
I got a comment from my teacher, Miss Barnett, and she really liked my username.
A lot of people commented about my articles and like what I should add and stuff.
I've gotten a comment. She or he says that if you take a rock and throw it and break it in half, you'll see something that nobody has seen before. I hope I can try that sometime this next week.
I got a thing. Well, Miss Price, our secretary, she blogged me, and she said when she was little, she wanted a pet monkey, and I think that's cool because I've been wanting a pet monkey, but my mom and dad have always said no.
This is great. You guys have done a great job. Thank you so much for talking with me.